In Parashat Vayakhel, we meet for the second time the man who became the symbol of the artist in Judaism, Bezalel. The Torah says, "Then Moshe said to the Israelites, 'See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills, to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of artistic crafts.'" Bezalel crafted the items in the Mishkan, but it seems to me that he did more than just that. I do not see that a craftsman, no matter how good, needs to be imbued by the Spirit of God to create the items God wanted in the Mishkan. What is the need for the Spirit of God when Bezalel had the wisdom of all kinds of skills? Not only did he have wisdom, but Bezalel is also described as understanding. Why was the Spirit of God and wisdom needed to create the Mishkan, God's dwelling place? I'm Rabbi Michael Cohn, rabbi for the Jewish communities in Bern and Biel in Switzerland. And our synagogues have been closed since October. And this is my way to get my Shabbat drasha out to you. God is described as an artist in our tradition. The Talmud says, "There is no artist like our God." And Bezalel's name means "in the shadow of God." Bezalel is also described as wise-hearted. Why is Bezalel's heart relevant to the construction work that he is chosen for? I believe the answer to all these questions might lie in that Bezalel's creations were art, more than just vessels to be used in God's dwelling place. God is an artist and found himself his own artist to create the Mishkan. I don't believe it's without reason that the State of Israel's world-renowned art school is named Bezalel. In my understanding, Bezalel is an artist and the Mishkan is his artwork. The purpose and beauty of the Mishkan would therefore likely be connected to the question, what is the purpose of art? Most philosophers believe that the question is unanswerable. There are too many different types of art with seemingly different purposes to find a defining essence that they all share. Nigel Warburton, a contemporary philosopher, described the challenge like this: "Tell artists that the point of art is to represent the world, an abstraction will emerge. Tell them that art must be beautiful and they'll make ugly art. If art must be tangible and in a traditional medium, they'll come up with conceptual art." Yet, even if that is correct, and art doesn't have any defining essence or share an important common feature, there can still be a purpose which many significant works of art do share. "Art is that human activity," wrote Leo Tolstoy, "which consists in one man's consciously conveying to others by certain external signs the feelings he has experienced, and in others being infected by those feelings and also experiencing them." So, according to Leo Tolstoy, the purpose of art is the communication of feelings, the conveying of messages from one person to another, even across the ages, is an important aspect of why many of us value the time we spend reading, listening, watching, or looking at art. How is this purpose of art related to the Mishkan? Since most art is an attempt to communicate feelings, I identified three elements in the Mishkan with an emotional connection. It has long been understood that there are powerful connections between sound, music, emotion, and memory. Our personal experiences and tendencies determine the type and intensity of emotional reaction we have to specific sounds. Researchers have discovered that the sound of laughter is universally identified as a positive sound signifying amusement, while other sounds are universally linked with fear, anger, disgust, sadness, and surprise. The Mishkan, therefore, naturally had its own choir, with the Levi'im conveying and constructing emotions through their song. The second Mishkan element is smell. In addition to being the sense most closely linked to memory, smell is also highly emotive. The perfume industry is built around this connection, with perfumers developing fragrances that seek to convey a vast array of emotions and feelings, from desire to power, vitality to relaxation. The smell in and around the Mishkan and later on in the temple, the Beit HaMikdash, would have made an impact. Not only did we offer incense, but the smell of carcasses and the slaughtering of animals would have inevitably caused emotional reactions. The third element, and most relevant to Bezalel, is architecture and spaces. Libraries are a good example of the connection between space and emotion. Libraries are all about atmosphere, which is difficult to sense in so much of what we experience in the contemporary city. They are spaces that seem in opposition to the world outside. Sound is always amplified in a library space, and we can experience a heightened appreciation of the quality of light, the materials, and the smell of the books, the temperature, the furniture, and the people around us. Architecture should strive to move us, to make us feel a particular way. Like a piece of music, architecture can influence mood and create emotions. Architecture can change the way we experience spaces. My last question is, therefore, what specific emotions should the Mishkan cultivate? The ultimate religious emotion is Yirat Shamayim, the awe of heaven. Great objects can induce awe in both religious and non-religious people alike. To quote the Jewish philosopher Howard Wettstein, there is something holy about the objects of awe experiences. Childbirth, a great symphony, or the Grand Canyon. Yirat Shamayim can be developed by witnessing and recognizing extraordinary events or objects. Awe, or in Jewish, Yirat Shamayim, is an essential part of religious life. But it has been noted that it is not only important in and of itself. Yirat Shamayim can lead to faith. The Jewish philosopher Avraham Joshua Heschel writes, "Faith does not come into being out of nothing, inadvertently, unprepared, an unearned surprise. Faith is preceded by awe." Faith in Hebrew is emunah, which is actually closer to the English word faithfulness. Awe can lead to faithfulness between God and his people, inculcating awe in generations to come. That was the task of Bezalel, the artist, facilitating the development of faithfulness between the Jewish people and Hashem, was a mission that could only be accomplished by an artist. It is therefore fitting that art in Hebrew, omanut, has a semantic connection with emunah, faithfulness. What can we take from the understanding of Bezalel as an artist and the Mishkan as his work of art? We are with these two parshiot this week, Vayakel Pekudei, finishing the second book in the Torah, Sefer Shmot. One of the striking features of the book is the lapse of faith in God shortly after experiencing the grandest miracles. Not even being saved by the grand splitting of the sea led to God finding faithful followers. Only days later did the people ask to go back to Egypt. Instead, we are shown that religious attitudes of awe and faith must be developed by ourselves. We develop religiously, amongst other ways, by witnessing and experiencing the world around us. With the use of our senses, our connection to God can strengthen. The making of an altar where incense is used to create a memorable smell, the usage of a choir in the temple to connect sound to God, and the employment of an artist to fashion a building and vessels within it were God's attempts to develop a people faithful to their tradition. The beauties in the Mishkan can be created by us today. The Torah is telling us this week that our connection to God should similarly be influenced by our senses. We develop parts of our faithfulness to our tradition through the smell of the besamim during Havdalah, the sounds of children singing Manishtana, the similarities between our charoset and brick on our seder table, the tastes from recipes handed down from generations, and the beauty of our synagogues and Shabbat tables. Our tradition liken our dining table to the altar in the Mishkan. We need to take a cue from Bezalel and convey emotions with and around our dining tables, synagogues, and homes. Emotions that withstand the changing of generation after generation. Shabbat Shalom.